real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 South at New Kings Road, there's an accident now in the clearing stages. 295 South at Alta, another accident on the left. And at the Dames Point Bridge going north, there's a broken down car. Mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s. This evening, lots of rain is expected. Overnight, the low 55.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And if you've been tuning in for the last 7 years or just found us yesterday, welcome back. But if this is the first time that you have tuned into the show and you've stumbled upon the Lillian McDermott radio show, then just know I've been waiting for you. And this is a great place that you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends, I'm on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. You can go there, and then later on, you can see us on YouTube. But we are here live, so that you can embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, last month, as you know, Dr. Joel Fuhrman comes on the show almost for the last 3 years, has been a monthly visitor on the Lillian McDermott radio show, truly a good friend of the show. And he is just as passionate, or, you know, he's been so passionate about health and wellness his whole career. He has made such an incredible difference in people's lives, helping reverse and prevent diseases. And he is a New York Times bestselling author. Well, he's back today, as always, on Wednesday, he's here. And what we're going to be talking about is your questions. We have more questions. After Dr. Fuhrman answered your questions last month, more came up. So we're going to do this again. So I'm going to ask you the question. Have you had your G-bombs today? Well, if you haven't, you will want to do it after the show. We're going to learn from Dr. Fuhrman. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Dr. Fuhrman is back to do just that. Welcome, Dr. Fuhrman, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well and so excited, and I'm looking forward to getting more questions. You can either text your questions at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. Or you can go to facebook.com/ Lillian's Radio Show. So it's at Lillian's Radio Show if you're on Facebook already. And so you can join us in our broadcast today. Dr. Fuhrman, I'm so grateful to you. You are a bestseller for PBS. There, you go around touring for them and helping them make money. And you have so many books, 14 books, and now your new retreat center, but yet you still make time for the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. What a gift. Thank you so much, Dr. Furman.
My pleasure.
So share a little bit about your background for those who are just stumbling on the show or maybe have never heard you before. Why is it that you're so passionate as an MD, classically trained, why you are so passionate about nutrition, nutritional science?
Well, because not only does it save lives, in other words, enable people to live a long and healthy life without mental illness and physical ailments, but the medical profession treating people with drugs and surgery is barbaric and cancer-causing and kills people needlessly. What I'm saying is that medical care is probably the third leading cause of death in America, and that the drugs we use to lower blood pressure increase risk of cancer, and the statin drugs increase risk of diabetes, and the diabetic medications make you gain weight, increase risk of cancer and diabetes, increases the risk of developing a diabetic-related death. In other words, we're seeing more strokes at earlier ages, more dementia, more mental illness, more explosion of cancer growth. In other words, this is so dear to my heart and so important because so many millions of people are being tortured and suffer needlessly all over the world due to the fact that we have a dietary problem creating diseases, not a lack of medical care, a lack of drugs. We have people poisoning themselves with frankenfoods, creating obesity and diabetes and heart disease and cancer epidemic, and it doesn't have to be. Every person has a stroke, doesn't have to be in a nursing home. We don't have to have strokes. Every woman who goes through chemotherapy, a lot of those women die of heart disease from the chemotherapy or an unrelated cancer. And postmenopausal women being treated with chemotherapy has an insignificant amount of months added to their life, 2 to 3 months. In other words, we're spinning our wheels, watching people suffer. And we've landed the man on the moon. By that, I mean that we already know how to stop cancer, how to not have breast cancer and prostate cancer. We already know how to not have heart attacks and strokes. We already know how people don't have to get demented. And nutritional science has made such incredible advances in the last 2 decades that this information has to get out to the population to save people from having a horrible life. They're being tortured. Torture is going on all around us, and it doesn't have to be that way. And people have to learn that they can protect themselves.
And we don't. And we are so blind. We believe in what we see on television and the commercials, and it doesn't have to be this way. Please share this show and make sure that everybody goes on Facebook Live and we can learn and grow today with Dr. Joel Furman. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. You know, Dr. Furman. Becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And today's teacher, what a treat to have Dr. Joel Fuhrman on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show monthly. He is a welcome monthly visitor, as we can say very, very positively from the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And so as we, last month, we, Dr. Fuhrman, answered your questions, and we had so many people on to ask, you know, their personal questions. I've always wanted to ask Dr. Fuhrman, but we had so many questions left over that I thought, you know, we need to just do another question and show about question and answers. And so Dr. Fuhrman has agreed to it. Dr. Fuhrman has also agreed to be my guest to the next Heal Tribe meeting. So for those of you who are part of the Heal Tribe, you've heard it here first. Dr. Fuhrman will be a special guest. We're going to Zoom him in and answer your questions as well. So if you're in the Jacksonville area and you want to be a part of the Heal Tribe and learn where we're going to meet, you're welcome to text me and I'll give you all the information, but you can go to Heal Healthy Eating and Living Tribe. And so today, Dr. Fuhrman, are you ready for all these questions?
Sure.
Okay. So what first question that we didn't get to last month was from Amelia, and she asked, what kind of foods you advise to help with acid reflux?
Well, the main thing is that we want to keep the acid production low, number one. And number two, not eat too often and too close to bedtime. You want to be you don't want to have any digestion going on when you go to sleep at night. So you want to finish dinner at least 4 hours before going to sleep. So go to sleep at 10 o'clock. You know, that means you have to finish by 6 o'clock. You know, so the point is we have to, and then you shouldn't overeat either. But the foods, we have to eat a diet mostly vegan, not have animal protein, because animal protein requires the acid production of the stomach to produce a lot more acid to try to digest that food. So the major factor of producing excessive acid is eating high protein foods. You have to eat a relatively, stick to vegetables. And then if you're having a lot significant problems, then you should start to eat foods that absorb moisture too. In other words, eat steel-cut oats, eat quinoa, eat squashes, which are gentle on the digestive tract. So, and don't eat highly spiced foods either, no hot foods. You know, and don't eat, and if you're having irritation, don't eat a lot of acid foods like citrus fruit, pineapple, and tomatoes either. Mm-hmm. So the main thing is to eat small amounts, smaller frequent meals, perhaps 3 or 4 small meals a day. Don't eat after 5 or 6 o'clock at night. And stay away and go on a vegan diet.
Now, do you ever eat after do you eat later than 6 o'clock in your busy schedule? Do you ever find yourself going, you know, I'm going to have to stretch it, so I'm going to stay up later?
Yes, many times I can't stay to that rule. I'm too busy or I haven't a chance to eat in my schedule. But I do sometimes stay up later, but sometimes I just go to bed when I'm not supposed to. I'm not always perfect.
Yes.
I'm trying as much as I can to finish eating by, if I go to bed like between, let's say, 10 and 11 o'clock. So I'm trying as best I can to finish eating by 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock the latest. But once I finish eating dinner, I don't come back and eat again. Even if I didn't eat enough food and I get hungry before I go to bed at night, I don't eat, I go to bed. You know, but I'm trying my best to follow what I teach, yes.
Very good.
But I'm not always perfect.
And you know, and that's very good to know, because sometimes that guilt or that perfection and wanting to achieve everything perfectly can be so stressful that could cause other diseases to pop up and manifest because we're feeling guilty about the things that we're not achieving. But we need to look at the things that we are and be gentle on ourselves. And tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow we'll do it again. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just makes you human, Dr. Furman. Okay. So what about chia when it comes to the absorption? What about chia? Is that a good that's what I use for acid reflux?
Yes,
or for
that's very, very good. Chia can absorb its weight. That's excellent. But it should be ground first. Or you could pay very, very close attention to chewing it very well.
Yes.
You could chew it well, because if you mix it with food, sometimes people swallow it whole. It's not going to be, but yes, it's an excellent food to use.
Yeah. Next time you see me, you'll see a little chia plant coming out of my mouth, because I love chia. I have it every day with my breakfast, and that's part of my seeds for my G-bombs.
That protects against breast cancer.
Yes. Yes. And flaxseed. Now, could you know, sometimes I wonder if I'm allergic or sensitive to flaxseed. Is that possible?
Well, what do you get when you have flaxseed?
I don't know. I get a little acid response. Acidic response.
Hmm. You know, we have to be careful, because there are some brands of flax seeds that have been contaminated with cadmium in cadmium-rich soils. So we have to contact the flax seed company in which we get our flax seed from and ask them if there's flax seeds have been tested for cadmium content, because there are some cadmium brands of flax seeds that have been detected to have some contamination in them. So that, you know,
cadmium. I gotta check that
cadmium
out.
Cadmium in flax seeds.
And flaxseed. Do you recommend a particular brand that you, do you have any brand on at drfurman.com?
No, I'm still researching. We're still researching and testing and trying to find the lowest cadmium brands.
Okay, great. Love to do a show on that in the future, because that's so important, because we think we're eating well, but even in the foods that we're eating that are, you know, even if they say organic or non-GMO, I'm wondering if in that there is some contamination just from the rain from the sky, you know? So it's just so many things that we don't know.
Right. So the main thing we do know right now is that the brown rice and the wild rice and black rice and red rice, in other words, rice is contaminated in this country, and that the rice has been contaminated with arsenic from chicken manure, and so I don't really recommend people eat rice anymore. They just have quinoa and kamut and teff, you know, and other grains and avoiding rice right now, unless you buy, you know, special rice. But independently speaking, of eating much less rice, and people are avoiding rice because of the report from Consumer Reports showing that the levels of acceptable arsenic is higher than what's acceptable, in other words.
Interesting. That's a show within itself. Okay, so Dr. Furman, from Nick, he asked, what kind of beans are the best kind of beans? You know, do you have a particular favorite that do more for the body, or are they all the same?
They're not all the same, but even the ones that aren't at the top are still exceptionally superior foods. So it's always better to eat a variety of beans and a variety of mushrooms and a variety of green vegetables. So you shouldn't focus on which is the best bean. Just eat a variety of beans. The best beans are the red beans or the black beans, like adzuki beans, red kidney beans, navy beans, and black beans. Those are the best. But in other words, they're a little better than chickpeas and white and cannoli beans and white beans. But that doesn't mean the cannoli beans, the white beans, and chickpeas aren't superior, excellent, great foods too. So you don't have to focus on the best of it. Just vary it around and eat the beans that you enjoy. Of course, we also want people to eat lentils too. Lentils, and they make all different types: black lentils, brown lentils, green lentils. Lentils are a very superior food to utilize on a regular basis in your diet.
Very good. Now let's go ahead and go over the G bombs that you recommend as a nutritarian, because for people who are tuning in for the first time, you know, they're getting bits and pieces. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, if you go onto whenyouneedafriend.com and put Dr. Furman's name on there, you'll get lots of information from him already. And so let's talk about G bombs, and because we had some people ask how to build your immune system. Let's talk about the G-bombs.
Right. So the G-bombs are the foods that have the most scientific evidence to protect against cancer and to support a heightened immune function. And all plant foods are not equal. Certainly, so we're saying that raw green cruciferous vegetables like kale and collards and mustard greens and turnip greens and arugula and watercress and bok choy have a heightened benefit to protecting against cancer compared to, let's say, an apple or rice or quinoa. In other words, what I'm saying is that the green vegetables have incredibly protective effects, and people in populations that eat more of these green vegetables live longer and have lower rates of cancer. So the GBOM stands for those foods that have show those dramatic lifespan extending and anti-cancer benefits. And it stands for the GBOMBS, stands for green cruciferous vegetables, is the G, like kale or collards or broccoli. Then B is beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. And with regard to seeds, we're talking about the high lignin seeds that protect against breast cancer. As we mentioned before, to have some flax seeds or chia seeds in your diet each day. You know, sesame seeds and other seeds contain some lignans, but flax and chia contain the most. We want people to eat a little bit of flax and chia in their diet eat every single day. The onion family is unrecognized as tremendously anti-cancer potential. We're trying to encourage people to eat raw scallion and raw onion in their salad every single day. And then when they make their soups, to blend the onion or scallion and leek raw. Blend it raw with a little bit of water, or a little bit of the soup base, so you cause that stink and that sulfenic acid to be formed. And then once you form those organosulfide anti-cancer compounds, you can pour it into the soup to cook in with your soup.
And it's delicious.
But you want to blend the onion and the scallion and the leek while it's still raw, because you want to form the compounds first. If you cook the onion or leek and then blend it or in the soup, you're not going to form anywhere near as many anti-cancer benefits.
Very good, very good. So also, you talk about flax, chia, but what about hemp? What is your opinion about hemp?
Hemp seeds are a terrific food, which are high in protein and high in omega-3s, but they don't contain the lignin content of flax and chia with regard to breast cancer. So I want people to eat hemp seeds and also, but still consume your flax or chia in addition to that. A lot of times for breakfast, I'll have a tablespoon of hemp seed and a tablespoon of chia or flax in my oatmeal or my steel cut oats or whatever it is I'm eating, you know, or just sometimes I'll just mix it in with berries and frozen cherries, you know.
Very good. And it just makes it, and it gives it an egg consistency. Like when I'm preparing foods that I want to have the equivalent of an egg, that chia or flaxseed, when you add water to it and you mix it, gives that really nice consistency too.
Right. It makes things stick together.
Yes, it does.
I'll use homemade almond hemp milk too in the morning. I'll take usually 6 cups of water to 1 cup of almonds and hemp seeds. So it's 6 to 1 or 5 to 1 if you want it thicker. But it's 6 to, so it's 1 cup of mixed, not 1 cup of hemp and 1 cup of almonds. We're talking about 1/2 cup of almonds and 1/2 cup of hemp seeds. So it's 1 cup of almond and hemp mixed to 1 cup of water to 1 or 2 medjool dates and 1 tablespoon of real vanilla bean, ground vanilla bean powder. So that's blended up in the, you know, finely, maybe in the Vitamix. And then you can have that morning or the following morning. Mm-hmm. But it's only good for 2 days. We don't keep it for more than 48 hours, you know, for that. Well, it's actually 24 hours because you make it that day, you have it fresh. 24 hours later, you can use it the next morning. But after that, I don't use it anymore because it's not, but that's the advantage of it, because the commercial milks you buy with a long shelf life have been pasteurized and don't have the beneficial nutrients as much as you make your own hemp milk.
Yeah. And I was just going to say that even if you go an extra day, it's still probably have more nutrients than the stuff that we get in the grocery store at all. You know, just if you think about it, there's like,
oh, it's much more nutritious, but it starts to culture starts to curl or to go bad after the third day.
Oh yeah. I wonder if we can make a new, make it, turn it into like, yogurt. We can find a new use. Very good, very good. We're going to continue about fasting when we return. Water fasting when we return with Dr. Furman. And now you can get us on at the Women's Radio Show on Facebook Live. And we'll continue our conversation with the worldwide. We'll be right here waiting.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
Sanders says Mr. Trump is willing to consider options beyond demanding $5 billion for the wall. The president's urging the Federal Reserve not to raise short-term interest rates later today when Fed policymakers meet to consider what to do with rates. There have already been several rate hikes this year. It's a big win for the White House, the Senate approving what some are calling the most important criminal justice reform bill in a generation. The measure, which has White House support, now goes to the House for consideration. On Wall Street, Dow futures up about 150 points, S&P futures 16 points. Higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 South, just before the Alta Drive exit, there's been a wreck involving several cars. On the Fuller Warren Bridge going south, the broken down car is causing backup. And at I-10 going toward I-95, look out for a crash near the Stockton exit. Mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s. This evening, lots of rain is expected. Overnight, the low 55.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Since 1928, people have admired diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs that we've hand-selected and put together because of the way they dance and sparkle on a lady's neck or ear. And now, through Christmas, Underwoods is putting all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale at 15% below our everyday price. We also take trade-ins on these pieces of jewelry, so if you're thinking about growing a diamond solitaire necklace or a pair of diamond studs up to a larger size, this is the ideal time to come see us. To give an example, we normally sell our 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings for $2,600, but right now they're on sale for $2,210. Our diamond solitaire necklaces are priced the same way, with sizes from 1/5 carat total weight up to 7 carats total weight. So if you need a gift that says forever, make it an Underwood diamond solitaire necklace or a pair of diamond stud earrings. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty has multiple 3 to 4 bedroom homes available for rent in the Intercoastal area, many with community pools. A beautiful new 4 bedroom in Buccaneer Point, 4 bedroom with 3-car garage in Windsor Chase, 3 bedroom with 2nd floor bonus room in Johns Creek. Rent a 3,100 square foot gorgeous 4 bedroom in Old Mill Creek between Town Center and Tinseltown. For information on these and other rentals, call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 241-5501 or hfrjax.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am loving my conversation with Dr. Furman off the air. We're talking about poop. Just in case you didn't know, we are talking about poop. And so for those of you who have been enjoying these free conversations where we get to learn and grow in this classroom is what I call it now. It's not just a radio show or a Facebook Live or YouTube. It's a classroom where we learn from the experts. And our teacher today is Dr. World-renowned, best-selling author, over 30 years experience with nutritarian nutritional science and with a nutritarian diet. It's the one that's here to stay. If you look at all the other diets and lifestyle, they require, it's almost faddish. And you kind of like grow out of it because it doesn't support you after a while. But a nutritarian lifestyle supports you for the rest of your life, and even going into your senior years, it will keep you from the diseases that are known as aging diseases. They're only aging diseases because we are poisoned and from all the commercial foods that we're eating. And so Dr. Furman today is talking to us about how answering all the questions that you may have. I went back and I copied and pasted every single question that I did not ask. And so today I'm excited that we get to do another do-over. But I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. This is where we have responsible conversation. This is where we can grow together. When you go there at whenyouneedafriend.com, please become a subscriber. Once you subscribe, the audio of the show is sent to you, but as well as my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. And again, the show, and you'll get to know who's going to be on the show way before anybody else does too. Then while you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, I ask you to go into and follow me on my social media, follow me on YouTube, become a subscriber there. And when you become a subscriber, the video gets sent to you if that's what you want. And so you have this information for you to enjoy whenever you have the time to see it, if you don't have time in the morning and so, or in the afternoon, whenever it is that you have the time. So make sure that you follow me and like me. And so you help us grow the show, because this is information that you don't get on television or in the news. This is information that you don't see in the on the newspaper, unless you're reading my articles for Florida Today. So I am just encouraging you to help by being a part, being actively and responsible for the life that you want to live. I want to also encourage you to go to the podcast. If you're not the type of person that likes to subscribe one way, you can subscribe on my podcast, and we can always, and check out my sponsors. Oh boy, that without my sponsors, this show would not happen. So please go to my sponsors page and figure out ways that you can support them the way that they're supporting the show. And so today we have Dr. Joel Furman. If you're listening today for the first time, I'm going to say this number slowly. I want to encourage you to put this on your favorite list. I used to say speed dial until I was corrected that that's no longer the terminology, but your favorites, and go to 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. So today we're talking with Dr. Joel Furman. I just absolutely love him. He is just a friend of the show that just keeps showing up, even when he has an interview with Dr. Oz. That was one of my favorites, Dr. Furman. When you just finished interviewing with Dr. Oz and you found yourself a little cubby and you did the show with me. I just love the fact that you are such a friend of the show and you've become a friend of mine. And thank you so much for everything that you do, not just for yourself and your small, in your circle, but you have gone beyond your circle and to my circle as well. So thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay, so before we went on the break, I talked about that we had many questions about water fasting. And so the first question I got was from Kenneth. He was the first one to ask a question and I didn't see it. So I had like all these other questions. So I told him I'm going to ask that question, Kenneth Camp. So he wants to know that when we're water fasting, or when we're, is it okay to drink water that have electrolytes added?
Yes, it would be okay to drink water with electrolytes, and assuming the water is otherwise clean, mm-hmm. You know, assuming that there's nothing else wrong with the water, sure, why not? You don't have to have electrolytes present, but there's nothing wrong with having some present.
How can you create electrolytes? Would you add salt? What is it that you do? How do you create electrolytes, add electrolytes?
Well, we wouldn't add the electrolytes. The company that made the water, we wouldn't want to just add sodium chloride to the water. We would have so there should be other electrolytes added to it. It should be a well-rounded I think if I had to recommend something, it would be better to have the water without the electrolytes added. The body would adjust to a small amount of electrolytes, But you should not be putting salt in your water. You want your body to diurese and get rid of the excess sodium. The main nutrient, the main electrolyte or that's limited when you fast, the body loses, is potassium. Mm-hmm. So the potassium is where the person has to stop their fast after fasting a certain amount of days because the potassium starts to drop too low. So the main electrolyte we need during the fast is potassium. If you took in sodium without potassium, it would be harmful. If you took in a little extra potassium with a little bit of sodium, that could be acceptable.
Very good, very good. I see that you have a friend in the background saying something different.
Right, right.
Okay, so then we have Jess. Jess, and she's now on. Thank you, Jess, for coming on today. She said, clean filtered water is an important issue these days. Can you recommend a water filter that removes these toxins, PFAS? I don't think I've heard of BPAs, BFAs, and toxic pesticides. So what would you say about that?
There's a lot of excellent filters out today. The reverse osmosis filters with the extra canisters, they have filtration chambers plus reverse osmosis change are put in tandem with each other. You know, so I think that when you spend a little bit more money, you can have it installed into your house with a spigot put right next to your sink for water drinking. And I think it's a great investment. When I was young, we used to have a distiller in the house and make our own water. But now they have these excellent filters that take everything out of the water and give you real pure H2O. And, you know, and they put hold it in a big holding tank. So you can make your whole, you can, so it's no effort to have great water. You know, so I think it's worth the investment if you own a home to install those more expensive water filters that cost, you know, $600 to $800. You know, you could buy those counter models, those counter reverse osmosis models that sit on your counter with a switch. And those, I think, cost about $300 or $400 for the really good ones. But they're available today. I can't recommend one particular brand because there are a lot of acceptable brands.
Very good. And they're very affordable as well. As a matter of fact, Robert and I, my husband and I, talked about this is our Christmas gift to one another. We're going to get a reverse osmosis because I keep hearing more and more. Because, you know, there's the waters that it costs, like the Kangen waters. What do you call those waters that are I forget the name for it, but they're
right. There are some waters that are infused with some other benefits, like there are some hydrogen infused waters that are very good also. Learning more about it are helpful for people, but the most important thing is to have clean water. You don't have a filter. You don't have a filter on your house yet?
I have a filter in my refrigerator, but it would be nice to have one to clean.
You mean just on the door of the refrigerator, those little filters.
The little filters. That's what I have. Yes.
Yeah, that's not reverse osmosis.
No, it is not.
It's not as good.
No, it is not. And so we are going to do this year. This is going to be our gift to one another. And then we're going to have a Christmas of the heart. We're going to have like love letters, and that's what we're going to do. We're just going to make it simple this year because, you know, sometimes we obsess too much about, you know, the big gift. And so this year it's going to be a very simple holiday for us. Nice. And so, okay, so what drinking water, when it comes to drinking water, you're saying that reverse osmosis does it take away the fluorides that are in our water? Does it take away the chlorine as well?
Yes, it does. That's what distillation does, not remove all the chlorine, but reverse osmosis and the filtration systems do.
Now, I don't know where you stand on this, but then they say that when you remove everything from the water, that the minerals need to be put back in. And that's when, not true. Let's talk about that.
No, it's that because our diet is rich in minerals and when we're eating a healthy diet, we don't need to drink that much water. If you're eating unhealthily and drinking so much water, it's the excessive amount of water drinking that washes away your electrolytes and takes away too many minerals. But when you're eating a healthy diet that's not high in salt, your water needs are relatively low comparatively to other Americans. And sure, you're replenishing the water from exercise and sweating, but you're not causing excessive diuresis. It's the excessive urination, the excessive diuresis that washes away the electrolytes, not the water itself. So we shouldn't. So when we're eating healthy, the water I require over and above my exercise needs. Don't forget, I might be drinking a quart when I'm playing tennis or going to the gym. But other than that, the amount of water I need on the days I'm not exercising maybe 2 glasses of water a day because my diet is so rich in water. I'm urinating a lot as it is from all the high water content of my food and my soups and my fruits and my vegetables and all my high water content salads have are very rich in minerals. So my diet is already so mineral rich and fluid rich that I'm not going to get electrolyte loss from the water I'm drinking.
Very good, Dr. Furman. And so this is our topic today. If you have a question for Dr. Furman, you can call or text 407-373-5959, or you can go on to at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live, and you can ask a question in the comments section. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Joel Furman when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Okay, Dr.
Right here, waiting for you.
Becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And today's teacher is Dr. Joel Furman. For those of you who have never heard of Dr. Joel Furman, where have you been? It is time for you to embrace a nutritarian lifestyle, which is what I embrace, although I don't force it upon people. I just want to share how important nutrition is, and why not learn from the best? And I'm so excited that Dr. Joel Fuhrman is with us once a month, and we get to listen to these shows over and over and over again. Thank you, Dr. Fuhrman, for everything that you do to help heal. You said earlier that you didn't become a doctor to change the world, but that you wanted people to come to you. But you have mastered that. You have so many people that come to you to grow and heal their bodies in a way that reverses the damages of the environment. So thank you so much for that. And we have a question, Dr. Fuhrman, from Corrine. And she says that she wants to ask, why are we still spraying pesticides in our food? And I don't know if you have a crystal ball and can answer that, but I just thought, let me just ask it.
Well, I didn't answer the question about water because I wanted to
I was going to get you later. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
You know, when I'm here in New Jersey and it's humid and I'm not exercising, I may only drink one or two glasses a day. But I notice when I go to California to my San Diego retreat, it's more like a desert there and it's hotter and it's drier. I do need more water and I do get thirsty much more. So whether I'm exercising in the heat or not exercising, there's where you live in the country and how dry it is plays a role too. So I do try to drink more water in San Diego. I may drink four glasses of water a day out there, you know, in San Diego. Whereas I'm in New Jersey, I'm drinking one or two glasses of water. And sometimes I don't even feel like I need to. I just have one glass and my food gives me enough.
So you're getting
exercising in San Diego, you know, it's hotter, it's drier. Maybe we'll need more water. So I think to drink a glass of water between breakfast and between lunch and between lunch and dinner and possibly later in the day after dinner might be important in a dry climate where it's sucking water out of you more because it's drier and the perspiration and just the humidity, the lack of humidity is taking water away from your body more. So it could vary based on where you live and the climate and the heat involved and the dryness.
And we're talking about people that have a nutritarian lifestyle because you're eating, you know, vegetables and fruits and soups and
melons we're eating lots of high nutrient food, high water content food that's low in salt. I'm agreeing that if your diet is not good, you know, with salt added to it and a more dry diet with more grains and more animal products, you need a lot more water, maybe double the amount of water that you would on a vegetarian diet.
Yes, yes. Okay, very good. So the next question I have did not come from Facebook Live. It came from a text that I received while you were doing the last show. And so they were asking about soy and how they were told by their doctor that they cannot eat soy because of cancer, that soy causes estrogen and cancer. And I said, no, it's not. It's a misinformation. So I'd like for you to set us straight once and for all about tofu and the differences between the soys. Not all soys are created equal.
Right. So that we always want to eat foods that are unprocessed or minimally processed. So it's like eating a saying corn is good or good bad. Well, the best corn, you know, is organic and grows from good soil. We don't turn it into corn chips or corn flakes, just eat it as corn. The same thing with soy. We want to eat soy that's edamame or tempeh because tempeh is fermented soy and edamame is just the soybeans. And those have the most protection against breast cancer. And to say, quote, soy has some harmful effects is not knowledgeable. It shows tremendous ignorance because the studies show that people with higher consumption of soy, of unprocessed soy, have lower rates of breast and prostate cancer. And even those patients who have breast cancer live longer and have less recurrence and less death when they have soy products in their diet. However, that's not the same thing as when you eat isolated soy protein. When you eat isolated soy protein, it raises IGF-1 and the concentration of the protein can have negative effects. It's not because the estrogenic effects of genistein. It's because you're eating a protein, a concentrated protein, like an egg white, that raises IGF-1 too high. So I do not recommend people eat soy products that are made from isolated soy protein. Now, soy milk and tofu are moderately processed because they're not made from soybeans. They're made from soy milk, which is made from soybeans which are juiced, that have squeezed, and then the fiber is removed. Mm-hmm. You can make tofu and soy milk from the whole soybean and leave the fiber intact to make it even healthier. But so we want it. So that's a food we want to eat more moderately, not excessively, because it's not a whole food. Soy milk and tofu are not whole foods. They're moderately processed foods. They're not a food related to cancer. Higher consumption of tofu and soy milk in population studies have shown lower rates of breast cancer, not higher rates. They're not a food to be feared, but we don't want to eat large amounts of them because there are other foods that contain more beneficial part. You know, it's better to eat a variety of beans in our diet. It's better to pick the beans that are meant, that are not processed, and to keep soy products to a reasonable amount. But and the best soy products to use, again, are edamame and tempeh. And if you're going to use soy milk and tofu, keep it more to more moderate amounts.
Okay. And so with soy, we have to be very, very careful. I want to add to what you're saying, that it be non-GMO.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Okay. Just wanted to add that too. So, and the other one that I received was stents. Doctor is recommending that the listener get a stent. And you have said on the show that unless you're having a heart attack and you're in the middle of a heart attack, that this is not a good idea. And that if you can reverse cardiovascular disease or heart disease with nutrition. So can you share a little bit about that?
Right. For the last 30 years, I've been caring for people who have advanced heart disease, being told they need urgent stents or bypass surgery. And every single one of those people have reversed their heart disease and gotten well again and not required any intervention if they follow my diet strictly. Just this month, you know, I opened my Eat to Live retreat in California in September, and the first group of people that came in, two of them were having chest pain at rest and had blockages in their hearts. And one person, they both got rid of their chest pain and they opened up those blood vessels relatively quickly, within weeks, not months. Dave, who came in, weighed 370 pounds. He lost 50 pounds in the first 2 months.
Wow.
In the third month, he lost 20 pounds. So he lost 70 pounds in the first 12 weeks in the program. But of course, he's at my facility. He's being fed perfectly. You know, he's the first time he's eaten this way. You know, so he's probably lost a lot of water weight too. You know, it's not all fat that came off.
Sure.
Regardless, what I'm saying right now is these conditions reverse relatively rapidly. In other words, we stabilize the blood, the heart disease, remove the atherosclerosis, streamline the flow of blood to the heart. The chest pains go away. And once you put a stent in the heart, you're never the same. You've damaged your blood vessels forever. You've ruined the chance to reverse it and go back to a normal tissue again. In other words, you put a stent in there, and now you have a foreign body that creates a nidus of inflammation, where now you're going to have a more likely to have a clot form where the stent ends. And now you have to be on Plavix and aspirin and clot Xarelto or clot blood thinning agents for the rest of your life, because you would increase the risk of throwing a clot and having a heart attack forever once that stent is placed. So that's right. The studies show that people who had stents placed do not live longer or have less future heart attack risks than people who do not place stents. Let me say that one more time. Even in people who don't change their diet, who don't follow a nutritarian diet, just comparing whether they have stents or they don't, conventional dietary people don't live longer because they put stents in. Stents do nothing to extend lifespan. They just give a temporary relief to chest pain. The only time stents are indicated where they do protect against extend lifespan is, like you said earlier, when a person is undergoing a heart attack at the moment, we want to quickly get the blood into their heart from the blocked area. So we thread a, you know, the stent through there and open it up to allow the heart to get oxygen again. So yes, in an emergency situation when you're undergoing a heart attack, a stent can be life-saving and should be done. But if it's an elective procedure where you go to a doctor, he puts you on a stress test, and he says you have a blockage here, your catheterization shows a blockage, it's 90% blocked in your LAD, and that's the widowmaker, and it's going to kill you if you don't treat that stent.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's wrong. He's wrong that coming into my facility and eating a nutritarian diet for 12 weeks will be 100 times safer at extending his life and doing some procedure on it.
Well done. And it's Eat to Live. Tell them that you heard about him on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. That's the Eat to Live retreat in San Diego, California. Dr. Furman, we're out of time on the radio, but we're going to continue off the air. Thank you so much. And I want to list, for those of you, please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. I love